What is your name?
Margarita Egan.
Yeah. What is your role here today?
Supporting Ambrit Sternfeld, prison support, Stahl prison.
So what does it mean to be a prison support?
Well, for me, supporting Ambrit, it's meant just in a personal role, if she rings up, you know, to talk about any how she's feeling in prison, taking clothes up to her, just being on hand for her, really, to see to any needs she has, make sure letters are rerouted to the prison, and just take care of any personal needs she has.
So do you visit her?
I've visited her regularly since I took over as support role for at least once a week and more if she requests it, and liaising with other prison visitors for her. So I've liaised with all the visitors that come to see Ambrit, yeah.
Where do you live? You don't live here in Preston, do you?
No, I live in Liverpool, Nugent Park area.
So what kind of joy or problems have it been to be a personal prison support for Ambrit?
Right, well, one of the joys is you get to share all the emotions. So people might just see her appearing in court, but I know what she's really been going through, and it's been good because there's been times when she's felt vulnerable and lonely, and I've been there to sort of cheer her up and keep her going. So I've seen the other side of it, you know. And she's felt frustrated because they've been locked up for long hours, and I've also known the joy she's gone through, you know, and what the action means to her. So you get to know the sort of personal thoughts, really. Yeah.
What problems do you remember from your support work for Ambrit?
One of the main problems at first was the language barrier at first, and Ambrit would sometimes not understand, or we'd talk at cross purposes on the phone. But basically, I haven't found any problems at all. It's been good to support her, you know, and I felt privileged to do that for her. Yeah.
When has it been kind of harsh or tough to be a supporter? What is the most hard thing being a supporter?
I think the hardest part's been when recently Ambrit was moved to Stahl prison with Annika, and she's found that more difficult because it's very noisy, they've no time to think. Sometimes she's wanted to stay in the cell because of the noise outside, so it's been hard. Yeah, that side's been tough because she's struggled a bit, I would say, in the last few weeks. She's very positive, but she's found the Stahl prison more sort of tough to cope with than Risley, so that's been...
So how long time have she been in Stahl?
She's only been in Stahl for about 3 weeks now.
How long time did she stay in Risley prison before that?
Right. She was arrested, and they did the action last September. They were arrested and taken to Risley. She was in Risley up until January, and they were released unexpectedly on January the 21st. They then broke their bail conditions again on March the 22nd. She was taken back to Risley, but only moved to Stahl in the last 3 weeks, yeah.
Can they meet each other, Annika and Ambrit?
Yeah, they're sharing cells and they can meet and talk and chat about the action. And I think basic is quite a lot of support for them. They're not being harassed by anyone, they've made good friends there. But you get to know the inside thoughts on what people are going through when they're in prison, you know.
Do you have a special memory from any visit with Ambrit which you would share?
Yeah, I have one good memory. It's when the very first visit that I ever did with Ambrit, she didn't really want us. She called us forengers, foreigners. And she was tired and she'd already had another visit and she didn't really know me then. And we didn't really know what to say. We were just making chit-chat and she was tired and wasn't really bothered. But then now she loves me coming to visit her, you know, so I always look back and laugh about that, you know. Poor Engers, she called us. Yeah.
Any other memory you would like to share?
Yeah, there is one about the one thing about Ambrit is she always speaks her mind. So she tells you when she's angry and when you know, she really speaks her mind, and The other thing is, we had a lovely letter, a card from Ambrit's mum to say how much it meant to her, because Ambrit's her only child. So that was a special memory, this lovely card she sent us all. And I made it feel it was worthwhile, you know. So that sticks in my mind, you know. Yeah.
It's going to be a trial now.
Yes.
From May 4th, or maybe 5-10 days.
Yeah.
So what is your role during the trial? How can you support Ambrit during the trial, you know?
Right. I want to be there on the very first morning, even just so she can see my face and wave, because I know it'll mean a lot to her. She'll feel secure. And just for her, just to try and get a message to her that I'll be there and that she can still keep in phone contact with us, but that I will be there, and if anything crops up, you know, we're there for her. And I'd like to be there on the verdict day so that she knows we're still going to be there, and if they are sentenced, she'll get full support still. But I think of Ambrit as a friend now anyway. I've got close to her. And just that she knows we're going to be there, you know, on the first day at least, and she can see us and just give her strength then for her child. Yeah. Yeah.
If anyone else wants to be a prison support, what should they think about? Do you have any
just
important thing which we can
tell them? Yeah. Just to be flexible, and sometimes people will be angry or upset, and you've just got to not take, you know, you've just got to be able to be open to that and not take it personal if someone wants to, you know, let off steam. And they'll go through all mood swings. Sometimes they're really happy, sometimes they're lonely or sad, and you've just got to be flexible with them, you know. And just
anything else?
Just to make them feel secure, really. Be like family to them while they're in prison, and then they can get on with their work knowing that you're a safety net for them. So just be like family, really. That's what I've tried to be. Yeah.
How do you communicate when you don't visit?
Right, I write to Ambrit and send little cards and things. We've kept in contact now by letter and card. Yeah, and I know that's meant a lot to her, because she said, yeah.
Does she know when you're coming, or?
Yeah, I always let her know I'm going to come and visit, and just often she requests visits, and I tend to just chat about what I'm doing and family life and different things to take her mind off the prison life, and I think that means a lot to her, you know.
Is it something you should not talk about, you think, when you're visiting a political prisoners like this?
Yeah, I think you shouldn't. I think you should take them, not talk about anything that's sad that's happened at home or any bad thing. Just try and keep it light and take the mind off. We chat about anything but the ploughshares actions when I go on visit her. We'd talk about different things to lighten her mood, you know. You know, like, we need to talk about important things, but it's good to leave her feeling happy and uplifted, you know, when we leave the prison. Yeah.
How is the procedure when you're visiting? Just give us a brief.
Right. In Risley, it was very straightforward. You wouldn't have to book a visit. You could turn up, and it was straightforward. You'd have you'd be searched, and then you would just go in and visit. At Style, it's a bit more difficult. You've got to bring identification, and it's very noisy prison, and it's a lot more sort of rules and regulations there, you know, than at Risley. Seems to be more bureaucracy. Is the word I'm looking for.
So what's happening when you're coming in there?
Right, well, when we first arrive, you've got to apply for a visiting order 24 hours ahead. And then you have to show identification. And then you're taken into another waiting room. And it's just generally a very sort of noisy prison, and quite... And the women, they're locked up for long hours, so the women get frustrated and tense. And that adds to the sort of stress.
So how long, Tim, are you in a waiting room before you can see Ambrit?
Well, usually if you book it, I mean, you're not kept waiting that long. You sort of say that if you get there at the time you say you're going to be, it's not too long.
Like half an hour, one
no,
hour?
No, about 10, 15 minutes, yeah. Yeah.
How long time do you see Ambrit?
It varies. In Risley, but sometimes the visits were 15 minutes, sometimes half an hour to an hour, and one time an hour and 20 minutes. In Style, they're sort of a set half hour, and then the time's up, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Nice.